Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good. So the Underground Film Festival shows like range of horror films, bizarre sort of avant-garde experimental films. You show films about shower curtains and Elvis impersonators. Can you tell us what do you think is that sort of ethos of the film, of the festival?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Sorry. What would you say sort of the sort of central sort of plank of the festival, of sort of how you sort of organise the content? What's the sort of
what's the ethos?
Basically
we look for films that are doing something different. So we like cutting edge stuff. So we like stuff that's, whether it's aesthetically challenging or politically challenging, or it's just sort of gives you a new experience of cinema. So so a lot of our stuff, like this year, we've got a lot of bizarre comedies, for example, like just comedies, like wacky comedies you've never seen before. If a film's doing something different, we're interested in it. So that's kind of how we see it.
So opening the festival, you have Harmony Caroni's The Beach Bum. You might remember some of his films like Gummo and Spring Breakers?
Spring Breakers, yeah, that's the iconic one. Yeah, that's a great example. Like, Harmony Caroni's always got his own take on things, and this is his take on the stoner comedy, you know, so it's his version of Cheech and Chong, you know. Yeah, it's incredibly funny, and, we thought, what a way to open, you know, have a nice party, get drunk, and watch Harmony Caroni's version of Cheech and Chong, so.
I think Matthew McConaughey will have a whale of a time, wouldn't he? I mean, all the way back to Days and Confused, he's always had that. Always been able to sort of inhabit those sort of...
I think they had a lot of fun making it. Snoop Dogg's constantly smoking weed in it, and I could imagine that they filmed that quite high.
Now, also in this, you have a documentary about the making of Alien. Now, this is a film that even, 40 years on, it still creeps me out when I think about Ridley Scott's film. Can you tell us a little bit about what people could expect from this docker?
Yeah, it's actually a really brilliant documentary, because it goes through, like, how Geiger was sort of knocked back for the job, and then how Ridley Scott pulled him back on the project. And it centres on the alien breaking through the body. And they sort of talk about it as a feminist piece, which is really interesting, because I never thought about it. Whereas, because the alien is a she, and so the protagonist is a girl, and
Sigourney Weaver,
and the antagonist is a girl too, an alien, and so it's a really interesting dissection. Intellectual and entertaining dissection of Alien, and also you just realize, like, wow, what ahead of its time it was, like, for crazy effects, and of course Geiger sort of made it.
So also you got a film with Jesse Eisenberger. Now this looks quite interesting, called The Art of Self-Defense. Involves some sort of mild-mannered accountant who enrolls in self-defense classes and becomes just the sort of person you'd think he doesn't want to become.
Yeah, it's one of his best roles that I've seen him in. It's amazing. It's kind of a bit of a it's a little bit like Fight Club, where it's a bit of a sort of jab at sort of masculinity, but it's like really black sort of humor, and it's serious as well, but it is quite dark, and it does sort of take a stab at, like, you know, masculinity and violence and stuff like that. So yeah, it's super funny. Definitely one of my top 10 to watch.
And so what's also really good about the festival is just a sort of carnivalist atmosphere at the Factory Theatre. You know, you can just sort of wander around. You've got five different cinemas. You can buy a day pass or a four film pass. You have all these workshops and seminars, so there's some really interesting things that are going on. So you can also, you can chat to industry experts, and there's some really interesting stuff. Like, there's the
Well, the workshops are actually doing really well. Some of them have already sold out, so it's fantastic. And we kind of designed it like that, like all in the one space. You can, go watch a film, go do a workshop, go grab someone to eat or a drink, hang out and chat to people, and then go back in and watch another film. And And then we've also got a VR hub. So, you know, you can put your name on the list and get, you know, a 20-minute session on the VR hub as well, if you're bored, and that's free. So, yeah, so we try to sort of model it on a music festival sort of.
Yeah,
scenario,
where you think, it's kind of like a film version of The Big Day Out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got some really interesting, like, some of these workshops. You've got like the dark art of the interview, Anna Brunowski. She'll be talking about interviewing all sorts of odd characters, and you know that, how she's been able to do that to in her documentaries.
That's right. I mean, she's gone to North Korea and interviewed government officials. You didn't get much harder than that. And you've got Sierra Lynch as well doing the financial domination workshop. I'm really proud of that because it was really hard to lock that one down. So she was coming out for the film Use Me. So mm-hmm. Sierra Lynch is a proper cam girl, and her thing is financial domination, like where people give her the power to spend whatever money she wants out of their account. She was nice enough to actually do a workshop on this whole process. So anyone who wants to be a financial dominatrix out there, come to the workshop.
You also have interesting twists on the horror film. We've got Girl on the Third Floor, which I think looks an interesting sort of like a Me Too type take on the sort of slasher horror. Would that be a correct sort of summation?
It's definitely that. But it's, if anything, it's like a Me Too take on the Amityville horror. it's one of those where the house is haunted sort of thing, like mm-hmm. the house is the entity. So I don't know if that technically falls into the slasher. Maybe I'm not that well versed in horror, but that's a really fun one. And so for Friday 13th, though, we also have Red Letter Day, mm-hmm. Which is a really good. So we tried to sort of put a couple of horror titles in there for Friday 13th. Red Letter Day, which is really good because it's about really essentially about the worst of humanity, like mm-hmm. and mistrust, and it's actually like a comedy of errors type horror. And you've got like Tome Death as well, which is that's pretty darn funny because it's like a Trump supporter that hates millennials, and he sets out to he's got an Airbnb and he sets out to kill this millennial that's in there just because he hasn't done that before. It's one thing he wants to do before he dies.
That's funny because wasn't that film that was going to get a release that there was a big backlash about where they had the vice versa where they were going to hunt Trump's deplorables, and there was a big sort of the conservative media went sort of totally ballistic about this film script.
Yeah, right.
So it's quite ironic. It's fun to sort of present it the other way around, but yeah. And you also have some music. You got Underground Ink, The Rise and Fall of Alternate Music. That looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Sean Katz is a local of Sydney as well, and I was just blown away by his film when I watched it. I'm a bit of a music retard, but mm-hmm. when I watched that, I'm like, oh my god, I know those bands. How do you secure those interviews? And it's really kind of like the backstory behind the sort of like that punk grunge movement that was happening. It's a very well made documentary, and he'll be there as well. So. And we've also got like Rude Boy, the reggae sort of documentary, how Scar got into London through Trojan Records, and Brainiac, and Bill Brainiac's really good because it's about like this unknown. And again, like I have no idea who Brainiac is, but when I watched the doco, I was like, wow, really enlightened me about sort of this musical genius that would sit in his room and stuff like that. So we've got a lot of music docs, and we've got Boy Howdy as well, Story of Cream magazine. So we try and sort of spread it around.
What about just total bizarre off the wall? What's the sort of most bizarre off the wall? If someone wants to get completely freaked out by film, what would you recommend from this year's lineup?
Definitely bizarre and off the wall.
Yeah.
Batshit crazy, the UK film, First Love. There's actually a few. Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway. Mm-hmm. Like, it is just, like, I mean, I swear they must have been on LSD or something when they wrote that script. But it's just like, how the hell did they put this together? And the other batshit crazy one, but it's super funny. Like, it was one of the few films that I was laughing out loud by myself in front of the laptop when I was watching it. It's Greener Grass. Mm-hmm. It's like Pleasantville, like on mushrooms or something. It's crazy. Yeah. It's just nothing makes sense in it. And you're just like, yeah, it's just amazing.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. Stefan Pfeffisco, the creative director, the festival director of the Sydney Underground Film Festival. And that's running from September 12 to 15 at the Factory Theatre.
Hey, thanks for having me.